Once upon a time, there were three snails called Ink and Onk and K, and they lived in a house in the woods. One day, it had been raining for a long time. Raining, raining, raining. And Ink and Onk and K were getting very bored. When Onk said, "Let's go and visit Grandma." Ink and K thought that was a great idea. So off they went to visit Grandma. Now, Grandma lived a long way away. They set off to walk through the woods until they came to a large puddle that had been made by all the rain. Now, it was a slippy, sloshy, slushy puddle that was too deep for the snails to go through, because snails don't like swimming in water. And the sides were too slippy and sloshy and slushy to go round. Oh dear. Perhaps we won't be able to go visit Grandma. But then they found an ice cream stick. They pushed the ice cream stick out onto the puddle. And they got on the ice cream stick, all three of them, and it was a bit wobbly, but they managed to get their balance. And they put their 100 legs into the water and paddled themselves across the puddle. On the other side, they walked again until they came to a high hill, a very steep hill. That, because it had been raining, was all slippery. And they started to climb the hill. They climbed and they climbed and they got about halfway up when they all slid down to the bottom again. They started to climb again. Slip, slosh, slack. Up they got. They got nearly to the top and was in the lead, but then slipped and banged into Onk, and Onk banged into Ink, and they all tumbled shell over head all the way down to the bottom again. But they were very determined little snails, and they wanted to see Grandma, so they climbed again. Very carefully. This time, they didn't go one after the other. They went alongside of each other, so if one slipped, she wouldn't bring down all the others. And very carefully, they got to the top. And then, of course, it was fun, because the other side, they could slide all the way down to the bottom. Shh-slop! And off they went through the woods. Finally, they got to Grandma's house. Now, Grandma lived at the top of a very high tree. It was too tall for the snails to climb, but what they did was that at the bottom there was some springy grass, and so they jumped on the grass and they sprung up and down and up and down, and each time the grass sprung them a little bit higher in the air, then they'd land down on the grass again and bump up until they got quite high and they were able to grasp hold of a twig branch of the tree. And this was a whippy, snippy, snappy tree. And they were able to swing on the twig, swing, 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 back and forth until they let go and they flew up into the air and they grabbed hold of another branch. And that was whippy and snappy too. And they swim, 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 sweep up into the air and they grabbed hold of another twig until they finally got to the top, to Grandma's house. Grandma was so pleased to see them. Grandma gave them all a big, sloppy, slappy kiss, just like grandmas give. That's how snails kiss. And Grandma invited them in to have dinner. She'd made their special favorite dinner. Fried hoo-hoo bugs, over which there was sprinkled birdseed, and over the top of all that, a lovely, beautiful layer of mud. Inka and Onka's favorite dish. And so they sat down to this very special meal with Grandma, after which it was time to go home. Now, of course, they didn't have to swing from branch to branch to get down to the tree. All they needed to do was jump into the air, and the air filled their shell like a big balloon, and they floated gently down to the ground. And off they went home. They climbed the slippy, sloppy hill, and they slid down the other side. They paddled across the puddle, and they got home tired, happy little snails, curled up in their shells, and went to sleep.